7:46 on a Monday. A minute late, but we still got time to go about town. With our good friend, Jeffrey Katerba. Jeff.
Good morning, Otis.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, Otis, I have this magical moment of people coming together for just a brief moment.
And when you were outside of your apartment wandering around.
Exactly, as I often wander around. Yeah. It was a bit of a convergence in Council Bluffs I had recently. So I'd love to share that with our listeners. First, Otis, for you, have you had a moment of convergence, a moment when, just for a brief time, when everything sort of lined up in a really cool way?
Yeah, the checkout line at Hy-Vee suddenly was empty.
Was empty.
And the assisted checkout, you know, with a real human being. I walked in there, it was open to me.
So that's the beauty of a convergence. It can mean to you.
It was a magical moment.
Magical moment for you. So I was the moderator for an author talk.
Oh.
And this was at the Hoff Family Center.
Over in Council Bluffs. Was it a Ted Wheeler book?
It was a Ted Wheeler book.
I love him. He's a good writer.
Very good writer. Potawatomi Arts, Culture, Entertainment Center, Hoff Family Center. Ted Wheeler. Ted Wheeler, born in Council Bluffs, currently owns Dundee Books with his wife.
Right.
And grew up in Lincoln, but again from Council Bluffs, lives
in
Omaha.
Great story
indeed. And his new novel, The War Begins in Paris, a terrific book about two female war correspondents in Paris during World War II. One is based on a real life war correspondent, and the other one is a war correspondent from Iowa. So it's sort of this mashup of real and real life and fiction, historic fiction.
1939 Paris, the eve of the war.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So when Ted was working on this book, he was in Paris with his family doing research, and then a little thing called a pandemic came up, and they had to leave, which is heartbreaking because he's working on this book.
Yeah.
He continues to do research. Where do you think he writes the novel? Do you think he's writing it in Omaha or in Paris? No, he's writing it in an Airbnb in Plattsmouth.
Well, of course.
I love that. That
of course.
This historical novel about Paris is written in Plattsmouth by a guy from Council Bluffs. So I love all of that backstory. So this event was sponsored by Alliance Française Omaha for, you know, reasons that, you know,
It's your whole French thing.
Exactly.
A Francophile.
I am a Francophile, Francophone, and so there's that interest there, although this program was done in English.
Right.
So we're at Alliance Française event in Council Bluffs. People from and the audience from both sides of the river, from all over, from Council Bluffs to Omaha, Papillion. Some of you, our KVNO listeners, were there, some of whom I'd met for the first time. It was lovely meeting you, so thank you very much. In the audience was Toddy Stander. Now, for those of you in the Omaha area who've been here a long time, you might recognize the last name Stander.
Yeah.
If you're new to Omaha or you're a little on the youngish side, you might not know this, but Ron Stander was a boxer from Council Bluffs, known as the Bluffs Butcher.
The Bluffs Butcher, I knew him. I met him on several occasions.
Exactly, and he's known for his famous
Joe Frazier fight here in Omaha.
Here in Omaha. Yeah. So Toddy, his widow, is there with his beautiful, lovely hat. So I believe these moments exist around us in the Omaha metro area all the time, Otis, and I would just, you know, like to encourage you, our listeners, when you're out and about, you know, just to be open to those wonderful new experiences. It's magical.
And how's Toddy doing?
How's Toddy doing? She's great. She's lovely and
brought me a
pen, a beautiful pen set. It was just a lovely moment. And so, again, to our listeners, if you can think of a time when you've experienced a convergence like that, a feeling that's connected to all things, you know, when it happens, it's magic. Whether you're in Council Bluffs or at the checkout line and there's no one else there to...
Or meeting Ann Margaret at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills.
That's a great story. We'll have to go...
I'll tell it sometime.
We'll do it sometime.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. About town, buddy.
Thanks, Otis.
Like, now you're gonna be out looking for other convergences?
I'm always on the lookout. I love that connectivity, though, in our community.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Here on KVNO, we're connecting with our listeners, so thank you.
Right. Right, right. And once again, the Hoff Center, is that what it's called?
Hoff Family Center.
Hoff Family Center.
Yep, okay. Potawatomi Arts, right. Culture, Entertainment.
Another little treasured spot.
A jewel.
A little place.
Absolutely.
To go. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
Yes, About Town, yeah, with Jeffrey.